You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Halloween is, of course, approaching, and Marketplace's Patty Hirsch is apparently dressing up as the VIX this year. That's the Volatility Index. He joins me now. Hi, Patty.
Hello, Lizzie.
All right, your Halloween costume, what is this?
What do you mean, my Halloween costume? It's Halloween. It's coming up. You've got to get dressed up. There's parties to go to. You've got to get dressed.
And you are going as...
Well, I'm going as the scariest thing that I can think of right now, and that is the VIX.
You're such a dork. Okay, please explain the VIX to everyone.
The VIX is the scariest thing on the street. All right, there are some people who say that the bond market is the beast of Wall Street, and there's some truth to that. But I think, for my money, the VIX is the scariest thing out there. It's kind of like the headless horseman of Wall Street. It comes galloping in and scares the bejesus out of everybody. It's great. It's fantastic. So that's why I'm going as the VIX.
Okay. Explain how the VIX measures volatility.
The way it works is that the really smart numbers guys get together and they look at what traders are doing when they are trading options on the S&P 500, right? So what they're doing is they're looking how these guys are gambling about what the S&P 500 is going to do in the next 30 days. And based on those gambles, they can tell whether or not, you know, people are nervous about whether it's going to be, the market's going to be swinging up and down, if they think it's going to be very volatile, or if they think it's going to be fairly calm. So it's really just watching the way that traders are betting and then mapping that out on a graph.
So high VIX, you know, that follows that things are not so hot.
Well, high VIX means that it's just very volatile. It means the market's like swinging up and down really, really quickly. That's not necessarily a bad thing, right? I mean, if you're a smart buyer, you're going to be buying on the dips and, you know, selling on the highs. And that's the smart thing to do. But of course, you've got to have a pretty steely nerve to be shopping or to be trading in those kinds of conditions. So a lot of people get freaked out by it and they step out of the market altogether.
We have seen a fair amount of volatility in the markets recently. What's going on?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things going on, right? I mean, we've got Ebola, we've got conflict in the Middle East, we've got issues going on in Hong Kong, we've had some pretty dodgy earnings from some fairly big companies. I mean,
big companies.
IBM, GE. We've got fears of a global slowdown. You've got the whole issue with quantitative easing and the drawdown in government stimulus. So that's what's pushing things down. But then, you know, you've got things pushing things back up again, because here you've got falling unemployment, which is a great thing. So that's making people happy. Rising consumer sentiment, that'll make other traders happy. Falling oil prices and some very good earnings from banks and tech companies. So you can see why you've got great pressures pushing the market down, but also great pressures pushing the market up. And what does that give you? Big swings in the market, lots of volatility.
I think maybe people who live through the financial crisis see volatile markets and then freak out. So how often does this happen? And, you know, how common is it when we see a high VIX?
It's becoming more common more recently. I mean, we're hearing much more about the VIX. We've heard much more about it since the financial crisis. And a lot of people say part of the reason for that is because of high-frequency trading, because these machines make things move.
They trade so fast.
They trade so fast. They can really sort of magnify the way things are going. And they also move so quickly, so you really see the swings when they come in and out. But at the same, a lot of other people would argue, actually, the machines level things out. So maybe without the machines, things will be even more volatile. And the fact is that since the financial crisis, people have got very, very nervous about the markets. You've got a lot of people who are freaked out about the amount of money that they could lose. So therefore, they get very, very skittish when they see things start to get a little bit unstable. They jump out of the market. And of course, that then creates the swings. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way.
Let's say you're not one of these men or women on Wall Street who is trading every day, right? You've got a 401k or a 529 for your kid's college or, you know, you're a regular person. Should you panic?
No, you should not. Whatever you do, do not panic. Don't imagine the headless horseman riding through your living room. No, you should not panic. You should basically watch what's going on. Stay out of the market. Stay where you are right now, which is out of the market, right? You're not trading right now if you're one of those people. You're looking at the market. Don't be intimidated by those swings. I mean, if you look at what happened with the VIX just this week, it went up to this two-year high. And in the last 3 or 4 days, it's been gapping way back down again. It's down to 16 from 22, which is a huge swing. So don't freak out. Things are going to return to normal as they always do. The VIX is not for you if you are an individual investor. You're playing the long game, not the short strike.
Patty Hirsch, senior editor at Marketplace and the host of our Whiteboard video series. It's always a pleasure.
It's a consummate pleasure to be with you, Lizzie. Thank you.
Thank you.